I reckon. So what was it like, Max? What was it like playing in an empty stadium?
It sort of felt like a continuation of the Marsh Cup for mine. As much as the round one intensity was there at the start, I found, well, probably not in our game because we were five goals down, but the surrounding of the game felt like another Marsh game, to be honest. There was some really loud West Coast emergency players, I think. we could hear them very loud. But, yeah, apart from that, and I mean, was a Perth empty stadium going to help us? It didn't end up doing anything for us, but it was eerie.
Yeah, Jack, it did. The concept, in truth, when we raised it with you, did nothing for you.
No.
What was the reality?
Oh, I was a bit soulless, I think, really, to be honest. I went into it with a pretty open mind, and there's aspects of it, like to be able to communicate between players was clearly easier because you could talk and actually be heard. But I really hope I don't ever have to do it again.
Yeah. What was it like? You kicked a couple of goals early, Jack. And, yeah, and when you do that, generally there's 70,000 people there roaring. Was that noticeable after a good thing happened? You or one of your teammates? Same with you, Max.
It's just like as much as we play sport, we're entertainers as well. That's one aspect of my job that I love. Like I love going there to the footy and just entertaining and playing for that reason. I reckon that our game sort of fell a bit flat in the second half, just for the fact that it was like this. It's a 100,000 seated stadium that's got no one in it, and it was soulless really. It was it's really tough to get your own energy going for both sides, and bizarre.
I feel for the people that debuted in that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not what AFL is for mine, and if I hope Toby Bedford and Cozzy go up, the two guys that we had go up and have 200 game careers, but if that's their last ever game and their first ever game, it's not what AFL is.
So what's Cozzy going to be like with 60,000 people watching him?
He's pretty good with zero, so hopefully the 60 won't scare him.
I mean, there's always positives. Yeah. Wasn't it great to watch him?
What about that point
play
he
footy?
Yeah. I reckon that was the only bit of footy I saw, but that point that he kicked, that he was just the electric pace.
He's just his goal. I think it was his first one. The one that it went hand to boot to goal so quickly. It all happened before I would even get a handball.
Yeah. Did you like the 6.5 quarters?
So the 100-minute game. Part out of it.
Yeah. Our first quarter went for about 28 minutes.
Yeah.
I thought, what's going on here? They buggered this up. But I don't mind it. Yeah, I don't mind it. I think it makes the game a bit quicker. And I think, hopefully we get back out there again this year. And we get a better sample size of it. But I don't think scoring was affected too adversely from it. Yeah.
Do you guys get bored when there's chipping around? I know it's your structures and you're setting up and you're trying to find an avenue through from the backup. Us watching it, we think it's the most boring aspect of the game. There wasn't a lot of that on the weekend.
Yeah.
It was like, get it, move it, let's go. And I that was an element of the game that I really enjoyed.
I don't think our game plan consciously changed because of the time, though. So I'm not sure how that evolved. Maybe just the simple fact there was less footy. There was 20 minutes less footy. There was less kicking around. Or we didn't have a different game plan for a 16-minute game quarters.
But was it different?
No, I'm not sold on it made too much of a difference. I didn't come off, which is rare normally.
So this is the really interesting aspect. The Stars were on the field for a greater proportion of the game. So I imagine your minutes were pretty similar.
My minutes were relatively the same.
Yeah, so that idea, and all the Stars were substantially up, 11, 10, 9% up. Is that an aspect that's desirable?
That's the positive from it, the way I'm looking at it. That's one of the pros, the ability to get players on the ground for longer, smaller bursts for those guys that are going off as well. But I don't think it made too much of a change from the games that I watched. I thought it was footy being footy, so I'm not sure if you need to change the integrity of the game by 3.5 minutes just simply because scoring looked better or whatever.
Accuracy was better, which is a bit of a head scratcher. It can't all be that your head cases and when there's no one there, the pressure was different.
No, I look, I've got some things in football I have no answers, Jared. You should know that. Yeah, but it's... I think why not explore it? Yeah, it's...
The Giants kicks 17 goals through.
Yeah.
17-3. Wow.
Yeah, I think the fact that the game was a bit quicker due to the being early rounds of the season. I think sides sort of go in and go, let's have a real hop dip at it and see where we sit. And then if they don't score or they aren't as far down the line as they think they are, then they maybe shut up shop a little bit and go, let's maybe just strip it back a little bit and become a bit more defensive.
Max, were you disappointed in the way that you played as a team? How did you come away from it?
I still haven't really gone through in my head on how the game was. That's another thing, the game. The first quarter, with the shortened game time, we almost had no way back purely off that first quarter that we played, which is extremely disappointing that we played like that. We five behinds to their five goals, so the scoring shots were still relatively even, but they kicked two kick-out goals, which is purely based on us not setting up quickly enough. Kick-out goals are, I mean, you get two for a fortnight of footy, let alone in the first quarter of the game. But I saw a lot of positives, and yeah, Demon fans and media will say the same old, because we had more inside 50s, we bombed it in there, and the tools weren't marking it. McGovern picked us off, which is similar to what happened last year, but I still saw a whole lot more positives. We debuted two guys, Jack Lever and Steve May, looked like they were getting slowly some chemistry together. It looked like we were building for hopefully what would have been a good 3-4 block, week block. But, to answer your question, I'm not sure how I've evaluated that game yet, to be honest.
And then the disappointment of the weekend was for the AFLW. So you live the high of it, the Lily Mithen moment. There was great vision of the players together, and then they get cut off. Their season is cancelled. Just how do you sort of make sense of the high and the low of that for you?
Well, we've separated our clubs completely, which I'm sure every club has, but the boys have gone down to Casey's. This is the Casey change rooms.
Tell me, who's in the white there?
Petraka's in the blue, and Harmsy was in the white.
How excited they were. It was fantastic.
It was, and we didn't know the camera was there.
That's who's the big tall bloke there?
We didn't know the camera was there, so that's purely natural. So we've been split up from the girls' program, and we've been at Casey for 10 days. Not much has happened out at Casey, and we were able to watch that game. And it brought a lot of joy to us. And it was just before we got on the plane to go play our game. Unfortunately, we didn't bring that joy, but it was good. Women's footy was alive there.
Mm. Yeah, it was.
Max, Jack, good luck for this period of time.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you guys. I miss everyone here. I'm a big part of my life. I'm going to miss it.
Jack Revolt, nice too, Max Gawn.